Now, live from the Voice of America's global headquarters in Washington. This is VOA World News at this hour. Former American President Barack Obama personally warned President-elect Donald Trump against naming retired Army General Michael Flynn as his national security advisor. But Trump chose Flynn anyway, only to fire him 24 days after he was selected. The report was confirmed Monday by the Trump White House. Obama warned Trump about Flynn in a 90-minute-long meeting at the White House November 10th, 2 days after the election. Obama had fired Flynn as chief of the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014 because of his poor management style. A panel of 13 judges heard arguments Monday about the temporary travel ban issued by President Trump. An attorney for the government said the order to stop travelers and immigrants from some majority Muslim countries for 3 months was constitutional and within the president's power. In March, a federal district court judge in Maryland blocked the travel ban. Opponents say the order discriminates against one religion in violation of the Constitution. It's not known when the judges will make a ruling. Monday, the Senate Intelligence Committee held a public hearing to investigate Russian meddling in the presidential campaign. The committee says it is also investigating connections between aides to Trump and Russia during the campaign. You're listening to World News from the Voice of America in Washington. South Koreans have begun voting for a new president following a year of political upheaval that included massive peaceful protests and the impeachment and arrest of former President Park Geun-hye. The election was called after the conservative President Park was forced out of office and arrested in March in a corruption scandal. Polling stations open Tuesday at 6 a.m. local time. A winner is expected to be announced before the end of the night. Leading the pre-election polls by a large margin is Moon Jae-in, the candidate of the Liberal Democratic Party of Korea. He has about 20 percentage points of a lead over his two main rivals. If he wins, it will be the first time in a decade that liberals will take power in South Korea. The senior U.S. Senator John McCain has said the foreign policy of the Trump administration is not focused enough on human rights abuses around the world. In a column in the New York Times newspaper, he said the U.S. has an obligation to speak out for human rights. The United Nations is urging the families of the 82 schoolgirls freed Saturday by Boko Haram extremists in Nigeria to embrace the traumatized youngsters. The UN says rape victims are frequently shunned by local communities. A UN Children's Fund official said the girls will face a long and difficult process to rebuild their lives after the indescribable horror and trauma that they have suffered at the hands of Boko Haram. The UN Population Fund has sent a team of specialists to Nigeria, including counselors and other health professionals, to help the girls try to return to their normal lives. And on Sunday, the Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met with the girls and promised to personally supervise returning them to a sense of well-being. And the former president, Bill Clinton, is writing a novel with best-selling author James Patterson. It will be called The President Is Missing, and will be released about a year from now. The publishers say the book will have information that only a president can know. Patterson has sold millions of books around the world. He works with others to write the books, and now it appears he's working with the president. More at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.